I want to ask you this morning, does anyone have a word on your heart, a testimony, anything you'd like to share with us today? Amen. Dear friends, if you would, turn with us to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 1. Book of Acts, chapter number 1. To preach is to proclaim. To teach is to explain. You pray for us today as we share from God's Word in just a little bit on a passage of Scripture that the Holy Spirit had laid upon our heart just a few days ago. Our thought today is this: forward thinking. You might say that's a kind of a strange message title, forward thinking. But dear friends, we've just, what we would call, ended the Easter season. And as I thought about that, and as the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart, the Lord began to remind me that after Jesus Christ, the Son of God, arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave, it did not end there, but it continued. When you think about forward thinking, the meaning of that is innovation, development, progression. And the Lord Jesus Christ had a desire for His followers to go forward, to carry the good news to a lost, dying, and needful world. That's why that the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 3 and 14 that we're to press toward the mark of that high call of God. To move forward and to do what it is that God would have us to do. For it was Jesus' desire that His followers would turn the world upside down by proclaiming the message of hope that the Lord had instilled in their hearts. And as we began to focus upon that, we began to think about how that you and I are to be forward thinkers in the day and time in which it is that we live. We live today in the dispensation of grace. We live in the day and time where the unmerited favor of God is bestowed on all blood-bought believers. And when we began to look at this, we began to see that the same desire that the Lord Jesus Christ had for those after His ascension is the same desire that the Jesus that we serve and belong to has for us. He has a desire for us to be able to go out and turn the world upside down. And the way that you and I are going to be able to do the will that God has for our lives is for us to be proactive, to have a willingness to be able to go, and a desire in our heart to be able to do. And that's summed up with this, dear friends, that you and I are to look forward. To look forward, why? Because I believe what thus saith the Word of God, without vision, people perish. And there's people that are perishing all around us because people are failing to look forward and to focus on the things that God would have them to do. My prayer is today, dear friends, that we would have the mindset to display the will of God in our actions and in our thoughts. The Word of God we find in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter number 1, in verse number 3, the Word of God says, "To whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Now notice here, Luke the physician wrote the Act of the Apostles. And Luke speaks of His passion. That word passion means suffering. Jesus suffered, paid the price that we could not pay to bring to us a joy and a peace in our lives that we're to share with the world that is around us. I thought about how that the Lord Jesus Christ instilled in all of us what it is that we need to be able to go out and change the world. If we don't have a desire in our heart to change the world, then there is a problem. There is a big problem. But it was because that people who came long before us, who had a desire in their heart to be forward thinkers, you and I are here today through and by their testimony and their witness. And the mission holds true today. And as I began to focus, I began to think about the sufferings of Jesus Christ, how that the Son of God suffered on our behalf and brought about a way for us to live. When we think about how that Jesus did these things, we think about His great love that He had for all of us. And in my looking at the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit began to remind me of something. Began to remind me that Jesus Christ appeared before so many. He appeared before so many after His 40 days after the resurrection. The Bible speaks in 1 Corinthians in chapter 15 and verse number 6 that He appeared before 500. Jesus did great and tremendous things during these 40 days before He would ascend to the right hand of God the Father to show those that would come to Him through faith that they're to be forward thinkers to take hope to the world that was around them. And as I began to think about all of us in the day and time in which it is that we live, how that God has given us an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity to share, to proclaim, and to explain the truths of the Word of God. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how do I do that in the day and time in which it is that I live? You do that by being a forward thinker. You see, dear friends, I can't live in the past. I can't change the past. I can't undo the past. But I can control what's going on right now. And I can, if God lets us live, nothing will happen. I can control what happens tomorrow. I can choose to serve Him or not serve Him. I can choose to walk with Him or not walk with Him. When Jesus Christ arose from the grave, when our Savior arose on that third and appointed day and He ministered for 40 days, He instilled in the hearts of those who knew Him through their faith, He instilled it in them what they needed to do the things that God would have them to do. I've thought long and hard as I looked at this. For you see, the Bible tells us that after His passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the reign of the Lord, future and present. The Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to reign in your hearts today. And He has blessed us with what it is that we need in our lives today to share the message of hope so that He can reign in the lives of those who come our way. Without forward thinking, we're idle. Without a vision, the Bible teaches us we perish. Jesus, in those 40 days, instilled a vision and the hearts and the minds and the souls who knew Him. And the Lord Jesus Christ had the desire to instill in us a desire in our heart so that you and I will take that message of hope to the world that is around us. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, He says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Without forward thinking, They would just been idle. But because of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of what He did, those ragtag followers of our Lord turned the world upside down. And when last week and we were sitting and we were thinking about all that are a part of Pine Hill Baptist Church, I thought about how that God has a desire to use us to turn the world upside down. How do we do that? How do we do that in the day and time in which it is that we live, when the influences of sin seems to be running rampant in our society, when it seems as though that the moral decay of our world is has never been before? How do we do that? Dear friends, when you and I are focused upon the will of God, have a desire in our heart to do the will of God, and have the mindset to be all that we can be for God, lives will change for the glory of God. Jesus worked tirelessly and diligently for those 40 days to bring to those who knew Him as Lord, to bring them to a place where that they could preach the good news. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not a preacher. Each and every blood-bought believer is a proclaimer of the Word. We're all in the ministry. We're all to share. We're all to be productive for the kingdom work. And to do that, dear friends, we must be forward thinkers. We must think about what is going on in our world today. We must not neglect the needs that are around us. We must take this beacon of hope, which is the Word of God, and apply it mightily in our lives so that we can convey what's needed to those that are around us. Jesus' desire was that His followers would be that hope. When I thought about all of us this past week, and I thought about the men and women of yesteryear, and how that the Lord Jesus Christ had such an emphasis upon their lives, dear friends, the message has not changed. For Paul wrote to the church of the Colossians in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 13, he said, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We that know Him, we that belong to Him, we have hope. But those who have no hope are men most miserable. You see, dear friends, when Jesus came to seek and to save, He sought that all could be a part of the family of God. And I thought in the day and time in which it is that we live, we don't see a whole lot of salvations anymore. See very few rededications anymore. You say, well, why, Brother Lynn, is that? Has God changed? No! He's the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be forevermore. But listen, many of us have changed. We went from forward thinking to complacent setters. So when Jesus arose from the grave, our Savior's desire that we would have a desire in our heart and a zeal about us to be able to go out into the highways and the byways of the world spreading the good news and the message of hope. Listen, where would we be? Someone had not shared with us. Where would we be? I can tell you'd be in a bad way. So when Jesus came and He ministered for those 40 days after the resurrection, He did so for a purpose and He did so for a reason. You say, well, Brother Lynn, it was for that 500. It was for that. It was for those disciples, those apostles. No, it's for all of us to go out, to share to go out and to do and to go out and to be what God would have us to be. To remember what thus saith the Word of God out of the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, when the Word of God says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Dear friends, a forward thinker that's willing to trust in God, all will be done through him. People says it's very frightening to be able to knock on a door to share the good news. Oh, dear friends, allow Jesus Christ to season our words with salt. Allow Jesus Christ to work in us and through us and about us. And watch things change for the glory of God. When I was looking here at this passage of Scripture, and I thought about how that Jesus Christ did what he did for our behalf and for those that would come to know him through the word that would be shared through us, I thought about how glorious that is and how wonderful that is. We don't think a whole lot about being a forward thinker. We don't think a whole lot about those 40 days that Jesus ministered after his resurrection. But biblical numbers have significance and they have meaning. That 40 has to do with testing. It has to do with trial. And it has to do with progression. And it has to do with victory. For you see, dear friends, when you think about Jesus, before the resurrection, you think about a man who was most battered and a man that was torn literally by his flesh. But then we see one that was raised on the third and appointed day was made anew. And for those 40 days, Jesus exposed to them all that was needed so that they could be made anew. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, all things changed. And the same Spirit that indwelled those believers that was caught up in that spirit of a mighty rushing wind is the same Spirit that indwells each and every one of us. Dear friends, let us be mindful of the desire that God has for our lives. Let us be mindful that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire for us to have a forward mentality, to have that mind of Christ to share with the world that is around us. You say, "Brother Lynn, how important is that? What is so important with me taking the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing it with co-workers and with family and those who cross my path?" Dear friends, it's a matter of life and death. That's how important it is. Turn, if you will, to Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus would join two downtrodden disciples on what is known as the road to Emmaus. This was part of his 40 days. The Bible tells us in Luke 24, verse 27, as Jesus began to expound to them the Word of God, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures, the things concerning himself. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was doing then what he's doing today through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is split. Jesus is anointing. Jesus is giving what it is that we need so that we can grow in tremendous ways that can bring the Lord God Almighty honor and bring him praise and bring him glory. He also would tell those that was in his path about the Word and what the Word meant. And the Word not only had an impact, but it had a stirring. For these two individuals, upon hearing how that Jesus expounded upon the Word, tells us in verse 32, "And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures?" You want a heartburn today? Pick up this Word. If this Word won't move you, then nothing will. If this Word won't compel you, nothing will. If this Word won't put forth forward thinking in your life, then nothing will. For this Word moves us and it shakes us and it anoints us and it blesses us to be a blessing to others. And in verses 44 and verse 45 of Luke 24, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." My prayer is today, dear friends, is that the Scriptures unlock unto you all that is needed so that you can have a desire in your heart to share the good news of Jesus to the world that is around us. To be a forward thinker. To have a desire to be innovative. To be developed by the Spirit. And to be innovative and progressive in your approach. Some people it's harder to witness to than others. But listen, dear friends, if there is a will, praise God, He'll make us a way. I praise Him today. I truly, truly do. I praise Him today. My heartfelt desire is that we're in a sanctuary today of progressive thinkers, forward thinkers, that has a desire in their heart to put Jesus Christ first and foremost so that they can be a part of the growth of the kingdom of God. How important is that to me? Dear friends, it's of the utmost importance. Because you see, dear friends, I want to see souls saved. I want to see lives changed for the glory of God. I want us all to be a part of the kingdom work. A lot of times, we think that the Great Commission only had to do with those that received the final earthly words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but that Great Commission is for all of us today. As Mark tells us in his gospel, to go into all the world preaching the gospel. So let us today, dear friends, be a forward thinker. Let us, dear friends, today have a mindset in our heart to be willing to be used by God in a tremendous way. Think for a moment what the Lord has done for you. Just think what Christ has done for you. And then just take just a millisecond. Just take just a little second to think what we have done for Him. Some of us think that we've done a lot. But dear friends, when I think about it on the big scale of things, I see clearly that I've done so little. And the Lord Jesus Christ has given me an opportunity to do so much. You know, the Bible teaches us to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required of us. And you and I today, listen. You and I today, we're not to be rear view mirror Christians. We're to be looking forward. I feel safe to say that you that driven or drove up here today, if you started your automobile and you pulled out of the driveway and you continually looked through that rearview mirror and you never once looked through that windshield, needless to say, it would be doubtful if any of you would be here today. But because you were able to look forward, you were able to come to the house of God and the house of prayer. Just think what God can do when we look forward and we're willing to go His way and not our way. Let's stand to our feet.